Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers in Atlanta today, 4:30 tip on Rip City TV. Why haven't they branded that harder towards, like, it's Rip City TV? You know, it's still K2.2.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because people are so new to K2.2? Like, next year are they going to...
Well, it's also KUNP.
Yeah, KUNP.
KUNP is the official call sign, but yeah.
It's Rip City TV.
It is.
They should lean into that.
I think they will once we, you know, pejorative we here, get a little more programming on there, which I think is something that we're working on.
All right.
So,
well, coming up is Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. And Trae Young, we saw this around the All-Star game, right, where he did the
complaining and whining,
I'm disrespected, all that stuff. And everybody just rolls their eyes like, okay, Trae, whatever. But the level of play of Trae Young recently has been out of this world. In the last 10 games, Trae Young is averaging 25 points, 11 assists, and for his size, 3.5 rebounds and 1.5 steals, okay? On shooting splits of 44, 41, 91.5. Trae Young is playing out of this world right now.
So, starting from the top as far as, like, the Trae Young stuff in general.
We don't start from the bottom.
No.
Anymore.
We don't pull it out the mud.
Nope.
But with Trae, the biggest issue is his teammates haven't liked him. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
I know of a half dozen former teammates that hated him. Not were like, it's okay. Like, actively wanted to get the hell away from him.
Yeah.
It was bad. What has changed is, and it's crazy, that his crazy head coach is mellowing out in Quinn Snyder, and he's even softening, and he got Trae to buy in. I should say this. There was a little bit more buy-in this year of Trae, get off the bleeping ball. Because everybody's like, well, Trae, look, he's such a great playmaker. And he is. But it's on his terms and his terms only. His former teammates, the most common complaint was, yeah, Trae will let you have it when he's done with it.
Yeah.
It's like you his dribbles per possession, time per possession that he's on the ball, it was like, well, Luka does it. Luka does it, gets off it, gets back. Like, he lets other people touch the ball.
Let's also remember, what is Luka's dimensions there?
Yeah.
6'7".
6'7", 6'8", 270 pounds.
Yeah. Trae Young is 6'1", 165 pounds.
Yeah. He's listed at, I think, 6'1", or 6'2", and even then, that's pushing it.
Yeah. Like, so he's probably 6', 160 pounds. Mm-hmm. And to his credit, for a guy of that stature to get to the NBA, you have to have the ball in your hand because you get bullied around if you don't. Well, in the NBA, it's a little bit different because other people have gravity around you as well, and you don't need the ball. And I can imagine that is a really hard thing to go through your entire career. Mm-hmm. To get you to that point, it's always been the ball's got to be in your hands.
Well, it was also catered to you because of everywhere you went, you were the guy.
But it has to be on your terms when you're that size.
100%. But with Jalen Johnson this year before he got hurt, and that's been one of the more disappointing stories in the NBA, was Jalen Johnson getting hurt because he was hooping. He was having the kind of season this year that kind of Danny is having for the Blazers, where you're like, oh, he's good, but he might be really good. And you started to like see a more Jalen-centric team kind of take over for the Hawks. And it was making sense, and they were playing really well. Jalen goes down, it kind of reverts back to Trae. And Trae's biggest problem this year is his effective field goal percentage is 49.4. It puts him in the 27th percentile. It's not good. No. A big part of that is because the three-point shooting is a career low? Not quite a career low, but he's at 34% on threes.
But, well, recently,
he's been hot.
He's been pretty damn good.
I mean, he had a 19.19 assist game the other night. There's no questioning Trae Young's playmaking ability. He's one of the five best creators as a playmaker in the NBA. He can make every pass. His touch is otherworldly. And it's like, when you see him just start darting through, bobbing and weaving and just getting by guys and firing a pass out, you're like, oh, man. But there's a lot of give back on the defensive side, which Quinn Snyder was, you know, wants to murder him over because the Quinn Snyder prides himself as being defensive oriented. But there's been a maturation in Trey, of which I didn't think was possible. Because there was, what, first 5-6 years in the league? It was the same thing.
It's crazy. He's only 26 years old, too.
So what happens, you come in, man, when you're only, you know, in the league for, or in college for a year. I mean, It's like, we're talking about SGA. It's like, he's been in the league for 7 years. He's 26. And you're like, wait, what? You know, it doesn't really register. But this Hawks team is kind of an enigma because of the Jalen Johnson injury. But they've got Trey. They've got Jalen. Reza Shea had 35 the other night. He's starting to do some stuff. Like, you can kind of see what's going on there. But with Trey, I think he's always going to have this chip on his shoulder because guys don't like him.
Yeah.
And that's, look, I don't like saying that, but when I've got that many former teammates that are like, yeah, no, we didn't like playing with the guy.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Look, Dyson Daniels probably has helped a lot because of the defensive shortcomings that Trey Young has. Dyson Daniels being able to pick up that slack, that helps a lot.
As a guard defender.
If you're getting cooked on the defensive end and you only can play one way and you don't have that guy next to you, see the Portland Trailblazers when they rolled out a backcourt of Dame and CJ, you had a guard defensive deficiency. And you go, this is not sustainable. Well, Dyson Daniels has helped a ton with taking some of that heat off, so he doesn't have to be as defensive. But and by that, I mean on the floor and off the floor.
Yes, both.
Right? In that he's not taking as much heat for how poor they play on that end of the floor. But when you look at Trae Young, it is amazing that he seems to be the guy that people are always like, he gets disrespected. He's disrespected. Mm-hmm. Nobody is giving him enough credit. And the noise is so loud around him because other guys that have probably had a reason to say that have also been lauded, propped up in, like, a guy like Russell Westbrook, I think is a good one, because people hated Russell Westbrook.
Look, I love watching Prime Russ. I would never, ever, ever want Russ on this team because he would drive me insane.
But I still don't think Trae Young is as good as Russell Westbrook is.
No.
And that's where it's like this. There's this weird relationship that fans and media have, and apparently his own teammates have with Trae Young.
And the thing with Trae is he has matured, because I when Atlanta came through this year, I talked to a bunch of their guys and their media and their coaches, and just like, no, man, he's growing.
Yeah.
And it was like, good, because he's talented as hell.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. He's incredibly talented, multi-time All-Star, and I like him. Like, when he embraced the villain role
in New York,
the F. Trae Young thing,
yeah,
oh, it was great. We need more of that in the NBA. But the problem was he was kind of villainous with his teammates.
Yeah.
So cleaning that up and maturing, and I think that's a lot of things. If you just kind of go back to the Blazers, it's not just skill; it's the emotional and mental maturity stuff that also leads to growth too.
Yeah.
Because when you get better relationships, you get better understanding, you get better knowledge of situations, that stuff transitions to the court too.
Yeah, and guys like Trae Young, they always thrive when they have somebody on the roster that will fight for them. Like, literally fight.
Yeah.
Like, have an enforcer too. And have a guy that don't F around with my guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks need that guy, because that guy isn't there yet.
Onyeka's kind of that guy, but he's not on the floor enough to justify it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Blazers play today, 4:30 in Atlanta. Brief Trae Young detour that we took here.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.